This is a HeadGum Podcast.
The doctor was the mother. He stood on a block of ice. Both of them were goldfish. It was the cabin of an airplane. He stabbed him with an icicle. And the horse was named Friday.
All right, everyone, get on the floor. Get on the floor. You, break dance. All right. You on the floor. Get on the floor.
What, I'm sorry. I'm the bank manager. What do I do?
Oh, I'm so sorry. I'm bringing my PE class into the bank to do the Presidential Fitness Award.
Oh, wait. I'm so sorry.
To do the award,
is this a robbery?
Not the test. The award. Oh no. Oh God no.
Okay. Why do you have a bow and arrow?
Get on the fucking floor.
Why are you dressed like that?
Oh, today is Robin Hood Day. So
you're dressed like St. Valentine?
Wait, what did you say?
Do you think you're dressed like Robin Hood?
Yeah, wings, little tunic, diaper, bow and arrow, Robin Hood.
Sir, do you have an account at the bank?
I don't. I'd like to open one. Get on the fucking floor.
Now we can help you with that. Now, is that a first or a last name?
That's my sort of catchphrase. That's how everybody knows me at the school. Here's my fittest student. Well, that came out weird. Here's the student who's able to do the most exercise.
Watch me sprint. Whoa! Yeah. Woo! Cartwheel. Backflip.
Do you see she
sit-ups,
ran up the wall?
Crunches.
Do they happen to be here at the bank or did you bring them?
They happen to be here.
The second one is okay, good. The second one is weirder.
Yeah.
Backflip.
Okay.
Tumble. Right.
Actually, you're really good at physical activity. Do you ever think about maybe working in a bank?
No, not yet. Why?
You would be great at working in a bank.
Do you guys do backflips?
No, but what we do here is we break spirits and we kill dreams. And you obviously, have a bright
future. I'm hired.
Okay.
And I'm at or fired.
Oh, wow. And I'm JP. This is my 2 weeks notice.
J Pinkslip C?
J Pinkslip, racing for ownership papers.
Airing out your grievances while you clear out your desk, Keith.
Uh-huh.
Aaron.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's very good.
Aaron.
This episode is sponsored by the FDA.
Sports, we would all be having, these are great comedy sports nicknames.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yes. I remember I did comedy, actually, it's not comedy sports, I think it's Comedy Works. I did a show at Comedy Works in Raleigh, wonderful theater, and I was introduced, they all had fun names, and I was introduced as Addle the Ghost Who Terrifies.
Okay.
Oh.
But your last name, I think it was in October.
Your last name is not Refies.
There's two of me.
Have I been saying it wrong? Uh-oh.
It's Refies. Refies. Who likes to terrify. I think it was Terrify.
Terrify.
Singular.
Okay. That makes more sense.
JPC, when you did comedy sports, did you have JPC as your name?
I was Ice Cream Cohen as the name that I went with.
That's fantastic.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And are you a Waffle Cohen or a Sugar Cohen?
A little bit of a Sugar Cohen. It depends on who's asking, sweetie. Aaron, what's yours? Keith. We got Keith.
Keith and you have real, to think of a Great Barrier Keith.
Don't say Keith.
Because some people would do like Great Queef. Barrier Keith, but I think Keith and it real is also fine as well. Some people would do like the last name first.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Great Barrier Keith.
That's what I just said. Don't Keef. Say Queef. Don't say Queef.
Don't say Queef. Don't say Queef.
I don't know. Kiefer.
Well, yeah. So you would be setting up like Queef with like a, with your last name. So you would never actually say Queef. You don't need to say it, but you would say, you would be like, you would describe, I don't want to do this per se, but you would say Aaron, and then you would describe it, and then you would call it a Keef.
Aaron, I'm sorry. I need to step in real quick. Sure. Aaron, can you stop bullying my friend?
Aaron Queef.
No,
it's stop not Aaron. You wouldn't say Aaron Queef. You would never have to actually say the word. I think you might get a brown bag for comedy sports.
On the tip of your tongue.
Queef, of course, one of the seven words you can't say in an improv show.
Yeah, I don't think you're supposed to.
No. That'll alienate the audience right quick, is what that'll do.
I got in trouble once for saying shacking up because that was profanity in a comedy contest. I feel like that's not.
Is that profanity?
You know, it's blue. And I didn't, I was not under the impression, I just thought that it meant living with someone, but apparently, I guess it has a sexual connotation as well. And so, just the implication of sex is enough disgusting. To get you a brown bag.
I think ever since the B-52s, it's been, it's been a naughty, gross little phrase.
Yeah.
That's insane. Shacking up got you a brown bag.
You know, I kept it pretty clean in my decade of comedy sports. I think I maybe got one or two brown bags the entire time, but that's the one that I remember.
Very comedy sports very hard to do. I'm very impressed by anybody who does it well. Very, very hard to do. I did one.
I would have been so bad at it.
We did a memorial show for my friend and coach Mike Enriquez, who was a big comedy sports guy in Chicago here, and we did my Herald Team Revolver versus like some of the house folk at comedy sports, and it was. I think Revolver must have cussed 20 times. I think at some point they just gave up.
No, not Revolver.
Yeah.
No.
Can
not
you believe
you
it?
All. Not that, not that game.
Can you believe Louis Saunders was saying nasty, dirty little secrets?
I think it's one of those things where it's like, oh, yeah, you quit drinking? Oh, man, I could never do that. And it's like, well, yeah, if you're having 20 drinks a day, it's going to be like way harder. It's going to be way harder for you. But most people could go a day without.
Most people
that's
could
fine.
Go a day without. That's fine.
And we're not even asking for a day. It's like a 90-minute show.
I feel like we are not in sync today. I think this is sort of a sleepy Monday morning.
Okay.
We're not totally in
sync.
Yep, great. So what if we did some improv warm-ups to sort of just get these cobwebs off? Okay.
Sure. With all this
I don't
talk
know
about,
any.
Yeah. Oh. Okay. Interesting. Well, my favorite is probably Mind Meld.
Okay.
So that's
tell
probably
us how
my favorite.
That.
So Mind Meld, you probably know it by a dozen different names. That's the one where we say we pick two people. So Aaron, say you and I start. We'd say 1, 2, 3, and then on the fourth count, we each say any word at all. So
Tim
I might
Curry.
Say bread, and you say Tim Curry.
Mm-hmm.
Then JPC and I go and we try and find a common word between Brett and Tim Curry and we try and say that at the same time. And you can't say any word that's come before. So we can say any word in the world, but not Brett or Tim Curry.
All right.
Does
you
that make
count
sense?
Us down. Yeah. You count us down, Addle. It's me and Addle now, Aaron. Mm-hmm.
So here we go. 1, 2, 3. Indian.
Non.
Okay. Oh. We had the same idea, but I just didn't go the extra inch there.
It's so, okay to not. It's okay to not know what the word for bread is in Indian culture. It's naan, but you'll get it. You'll get it.
Huh? Okay. Thank you so much for the confidence.
Naan for me. I already ate.
I feel right, so now, papa dumb.
Different word.
So now JPC and I go.
You two go, and you're trying to find a common word in the Venn diagram of Indian and naan.
Oh,
what is
okay.
the set? What is the word that's right there in that set?
Okay.
Here we go.
Mm-hmm.
1, 2, 3.
Rice.
Garlic.
Garlic and rice?
Okay, garlic and rice. Garlic and rice. So you and Addle.
Okay. All right.
Garlic and rice. Okay, I have one.
3, 2, 1. Butter.
Risotto vampire.
Okay.
Interesting, Aaron.
We're getting closer.
Sorry, Aaron, I just want to make sure you didn't say risotto vampire?
I think she said Rizzoli and Isles.
I think I said Rizzoli and Isles. Okay. Risotto and Isles. I think I said risotto and Isles, and I think you need to take me to the hospital. Okay, so you two go.
Okay.
Aaron, no. I will say, this is the most stressed out I think I've ever seen you. I gotta ask you a question.
I just realized what my body language was.
This
is your
question.
Idea. Interesting.
You said, I feel maybe a little bit out of sync. I would like to do an improv warm-up. You said you didn't know any improv warm-ups. We started doing what I would say is a very standard improv warm-up. And you looked like you were maybe like being possessed by some sort of, I want to say, Korean water ghost.
Yeah,
and this
sure.
is why every night before I go to bed, I have to remind myself, Addle,
so funny.
Never support Aaron's ideas.
I know, and I know that.
They always
we know
go
that,
to a
and
dead
you know
end.
That, and I all know that. We all know that. Okay. Yeah. That was meant to loosen me up, and I was locked up like a pretzel, protecting my neck from that improv warm up.
You know, Aaron, were you ever a person who did like improv warm-ups? Because I will say, in comedy sports, we would always do like 3 to 4 different warm-ups before every match or practice. But when I moved to Chicago, sometimes it would be like 1 warm-up and that would be it.
Can I say very quickly, Aaron, you said I was locked up like a pretzel. I was protecting my neck, protecting your neck from risotto vampire. Vampires, of course, rise from the dead. Pretzel, rise from the dead. Pretzel, Jesus. Dough. Okay. Oh, fuck me. All right. Never mind. Sorry. Never mind.
GPC, to answer your question, yes, I think so. But I think some of it was like things I needed to do before the show. Like you have to pee. I needed to listen to music on the way there. I needed to get some water. I needed to like make eye contact with everyone before the show. And then I do think improv warm-ups help. I do. I think.
So wait,
like,
I'm sorry, but
getting in
all the things that you were describing, that's those I would all put into a bucket of living life as like an adult human. Do you think those are improv warm-ups? Do you think drinking a little bit of water is an improv warm-up?
Yeah, but it has to be just a certain amount of water before an improv show, so much so that you don't have a dry throat, but you don't have to pee during the show. You just have to line everything up well to get a good show. But I do think laughing with people or doing a warm-up with people before a show is essential. When people would get older and just come in right before they walk out on stage, those shows were sometimes bad because you're not syncing up with people.
One time, Aaron and I did a 2-person improv show in Grand Rapids, Michigan. And beforehand, she goes, I'm a little nervous. Do you want to do some warm-ups? And I said, sure, let's do some warm-ups. She got online. She paid her power bill. And then she drove me to Neiman Marcus and we shot for 45 minutes. And then she goes, I feel so much better and I feel connected to you. And I said, very good.
Then went to the post office. And I was like, this is what I need to do good improv.
Uh-huh.
All right, Aaron. Well, here's what I can do to help you. Because I have gotten accustomed in my years of improv experience, honing in on someone's energy and being able to give them the exact improv warm-up that they need to bring out what they need to be engaged. So we're going to do a little improv warm-up called Lil Moosey.
Oh, I love Lil Moosey.
The way Lil Moosey works is we're all going to have to do. We have to do our little moose horns with our hands. So it's just a rhyming game, right? So it always starts with, well, I'm Lil Moosey. And then the rest is the rhyme. So, well, I'm Lil Moosey. It was my turn.
Okay, sorry. I thought we were all stepping into the shoes or hooves of Lil Moosey.
So no, it's not a refrain or a chorus. It's just, I'll rhyme, then Aaron will rhyme, then Adel will rhyme, okay?
Okay.
Well, I'm Lil Moosey and I live in a tree because my grandpa's a badger and my grandma's a bee.
Well, I'm a little Moosey and I got a little higher and now I'm paranoid and think I'm going to die.
Well, I'm Lil Moosey and I love to eat corn. One time I found my uncle's stash of porn.
Okay, so I think what happened, Aaron, is maybe before the recording, did you get a little too high and maybe you're having a little anxiety?
What is wrong with me today?
Because Adel did text me earlier that he found a stash of porn this morning. Yeah. So I think we're all just...
I think we're just being
honest. I don't know what's wrong with me. I came in here with a great attitude. I was so excited to see you guys. And I just am, it's like there's glue on my words. Do you know what I mean? Like I'm having to like glue my words away from my brain before I can get them out of my mouth hole. You know,
like
being a person.
I like someone saying, I came in here with a great attitude. And it's like... We didn't see that. Like, who says you had a great attitude?
I was so excited to come to your party. I couldn't wait to see y'all. Couldn't wait to come to the party. Now that I'm here, I feel bad. This sucks.
No, let me clarify. You two are great. Never been better. Cool, funny, smart, taller than you've ever been, I think.
Wow.
Me? Okay. Bah, 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 bah. Not on
Aaron,
the same
Aaron,
page.
Glue
as you
your
today.
Words together. Glue your words together.
I can't get them down from my brain. Do you have like a hook I could use? Good thing I'm Old Man Puzzles today. What an energy. Yeah. What a show.
Aaron, by the end of this episode, we're going to pull you out of the dumps and bring you into the humps. Because it's Wednesday. Because it's Wednesday. That's why.
I'm Lil Moosey and I live in the dumps. My favorite Black Eyed Peas song is My Humps.
Aaron, don't forget, and this is something, Casey, we can cut this out later. Don't forget, Aaron, when we very first started the podcast, we each got one coin or token. That token is good for any get out of Hey Riddle Riddle free exchange. So if you put your token out there, we take the token. You don't get another one for the rest of your life, but we can skip one episode. Now, do you want to do like a Riddle Resort add-on and it's just us relaxing and we never do riddles? Do you want to use that now?
I famously used mine to get out of a live show with Rob Corddry, and Adel used his to get out of a live show with Janet Varney. So
we've all used them except for Aaron.
I think I'm going to save it.
Okay.
Smart.
I think I'm going to save it. I think episode's just going
to
be bad, and I'm going
to
save it.
Okay. She repeated, I'm going to save it three times. I'm getting a little worried myself.
That's what we like to call a depreciating asset. It is less valuable the more you hold on to it.
I'd say I'm going to pass the ball over to you two. I think a little too much heat attention has come on me. I brought it upon myself. This is, again, my own fault. This is a prison of my own making. How are you two? Well, I bring up some riddles.
Doing great. Just got back from Door County, Wisconsin. What a weird, wild place.
Oh, cool.
Now, correct me if I'm wrong, Adel, but I heard that you just got back from Dork County, Wisconsin.
Come on, man. I asked you to
Am I wrong? Correct me. What did I say before I said it?
Now that I think about it, it was a lot of people in short sleeve button up shirts tucked into jean shorts with tube socks. Motherfuck. I was in Dork County.
All right, Casey.
You may have been at a Weezer show.
Can you play the Molly's Riddle theme here?
The workers were going home.
It's time for Molly's Riddle Books.
All right, we're going to start a new Molly Riddle book that she thrifted. So I opened up this book and it smelled like a 100-year-old ghost. So we're going to get into these.
Ugh.
Okay.
Otherwise known as a ghost?
Yeah.
This chapter of this riddle book is called The Birds and the Beasts Are Here.
Brown bag.
Nope.
I think you could probably get away with saying birds and the beast. I think that's close enough to a pun that you could get away with it.
But shacking up? Come on.
Hey, I don't make the rules. In fact, I didn't make the rules. I just followed them.
Your first riddle.
Yes.
What did the duck say when it laid a square egg?
Ow, 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 my ass, my
fuck.
Ass.
Jesus Christ.
That's the answer.
And of course, eggs come out of Doug's. Of course, eggs come out of Doug's asshole.
Get that hook and grab that thought, pull it down, put it in your mouth, shoot it out the front.
I think all our word factories aren't working today.
Oh, yeah. Why do hummingbirds hum?
Oh, why do hummingbirds hum?
Wait, what was the answer to the last one?
Ouch.
Oh.
You were right.
Hell yeah. Why do hummingbirds hum? Because they don't know the words.
Yeah. And I'd like to see
that. Wow.
That's basically Aaron.
JPC, you are a hummingbird. And Adel, you are also a hummingbird. And Adel, you're trying to get JPC to understand the song that you're thinking of. You're thinking of a song and you don't know the title of it. And you want JPC's help.
It's sort of like... what is it's sort of like
yes. Oh my God, it's on the tip of my nose. Oh, you know what would help?
You know what would help us get there? Yes.
Let's just do a little bit more nectar. Huh?
Okay.
Just a little bit more nectar.
Let me look both ways, make sure my wife isn't around. Okay, yeah.
Okay, let me look both ways. Okay. Ooh. Yes. Okay, now you had a business idea, is that right?
Yes. So the business idea is it's a bird feeder, but with tables. So it's a bird feeder with tables, so you can sit down. You don't have to keep flapping the whole time.
Speaking of a bird feeder, what about if we do a little more nectar? Just take the edge off, just to kind of get into it.
I don't think I've had any today.
Let me check my
look both ways, make sure there's
wallet.
No chickens.
Okay, yes.
And you said you can recite all 1,000 names?
I said that I've been to 1,000 graves.
That's a lyric.
Oh my God.
1,000 names, 1,000 graves.
1,000 names, 1,000 graves. What's wow. And it's just like that tune that you were singing. It was like,
Braves.
Yes, yes. Okay, got it. Are we writing any of this down?
Do you remember that time we did we should do nectar. Remember the last time we did nectar? We should do more nectar.
Hey, are fellas, my wings quick going reminder, it's closing time.
That's the song.
Like 10 minutes ago.
That was the song. Closing time.
Closing time. One last call
for nectar.
Scene. Why do birds fly south?
Birds
I think it has something to do with migration.
South.
I listened to a podcast about this. I think it's migration.
Cool. Is it because their partner flew south and they just want to reciprocate?
Don't make me cry. Don't make me cry.
It's so beautiful.
I did listen to a podcast about two endangered birds that were in Chicago, and they kept nesting on Montrose Beach. And one and like they fly south, like they fly like 1,000 miles every year. And then one year, one of them came back, and the other one just didn't.
No.
Yeah, they had been nesting for like 4 years, and then
one of them died.
They were common law. Yeah. Aaron,
I'm that
bird
that left and didn't come back.
That bird was in the south of France, being like, "I'm doing me."
Yeah, that bird was eat, pray, loving for sure.
What was that bird's name? Jean-Luc. I don't think I remember that commercial.
Yeah, so I think that the reason that they fly south is warmer weather, climate. Is it climate related?
Because it's too far to walk.
Oh,
it's this kind of book. Sorry, I should have told you.
Oh,
why did
I thought I was
going to
learn something about birds, and instead I'm going to say.
You sound like one of those things, you know, when you go to like a museum gift shop and there's like a little tube and you're like, what's this tube? And you turn it over and it goes, Well, I don't think that's a didddrigger thing.
Okay.
Do you know that tube is based off a guy at a bar who witnessed an awkward moment? Oh, we have to capture that sound.
One of the history of tubes that are named after guys.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's like that scream that's in all the movies. It's that guy's voice. Yeah. What do they call a duck who garners nothing but A's on his report card?
Garner. Wow. This book took a vocabulary lesson because garners.
From the past.
Oh, never mind. Mm-hmm. Sorry. What did the duck do to garner all A's?
Mm-hmm. And remember, this book is one of those books.
It's one of those books. So why would a duck get all A's?
It's like a duck. So it's like something about, you know.
But what do they call a duck? What do they call a duck?
Is it a goose? Is it?
I want to say it's a quack, but like that's not something.
A
quackademic?
No, that's funny.
That's
though.
Outstanding.
I think I'm just going to tell you because it's too hard. A wise quacker.
Wow.
Now, why? Is a wise cracker someone who gets all A's?
JPC.
No, usually it's the opposite.
My dear man, but of course. Anyone who's at MIT, anyone who's joined Mensa, they call them a wise quacker because that signifies their due diligence when it comes to the world of academia, staying curious. They call them a wise quacker.
I have to say, I don't like this riddle. I think quackademic is a better
answer.
That's
a much better one, yes.
I completely agree. But the people who wrote this are long dead, so. Yes, Adel.
I want to see a scene. Aaron, you are... sorry, I'm getting emotional because this is pretty groundbreaking.
Wow.
Aaron, you're the first duck to ever attend Harvard. And this is your last week of school, and you are defending your dissertation. JPC... You are trying to poke holes in this duck's dissertation, and you clearly did not want a duck to come to Harvard.
Quack, quack, and quack a quack. Quack, 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 quack. Quack, 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 quack. Quack,
Mr.
quack.
Mr. Billsbury, when you are at Harvard University, you will speak in the language of academia, English. We will not suffer any duckery in these hallowed halls. If you want to defend your dissertation, you must do it in the language of your presses.
Let me ask you this, Professor. How many languages do you speak? What bird languages do you speak? Because I speak English and duck. Quack, 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 quack. Quack, 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 quack.
Now, here, here. I am Professor Angrius Grumpledore. Angrius Grumpledore, that's my name.
Why are you looking around like you're not sure and you wish you hadn't done it?
That janitor who's doing math problems is laughing. Get out of here.
Sorry, my name's Little Moosey and I'm a janitor at Harvard. Something, something, see.
Set yourself up really well for that.
It sucks because he's so good at math. But that's how his... I speak the queen, and now the king, now the king's English. And I would never debase myself by speaking the language of the ducks. Quack, quack, quack. As far as I can tell, it's one word. Is it like an intonation thing?
Quack.
Don't
you insult me with your quacks. Do you know what you just said in duck?
I was speaking English. What do you mean? Oh,
no,
the
you
quacks.
Said, oh, you said it again.
Hold on. I can't just be saying a slur.
You are.
I am?
Yes.
Honestly,
and I will sue you and you'll be fired.
boy.
What was your name again?
Angrius Grumbledore, if you can believe that.
Seen. Okay, this one, I can't even believe it. Okay? The answer to this one? I'm like, what? Okay.
Since the last one was Wise Quacka, this is really saying something.
How can you keep a rooster from crowing on a Sunday morning?
Keep it out all night drinking and doing cocaine on the Saturday.
That's a logical solution.
How can you keep a rooster from crowing on what? A Sunday morning?
How can you keep a rooster from crowing on a Sunday morning?
Take it to church.
Is it like cock his doodle doo or something like
ooh,
that?
Ooh, rock his doodle doo?
I wish.
Wasn't that a movie? How do we keep a rooster from crowing on a Sunday morning? There is no something about the sun. Tell him that the sun is not risen.
No, I wish
joke?
It was that. The okay. answer is legitimately by killing him on a Saturday night. And this is the photo.
Wow. So JPC was kind of right.
Yeah.
Take him
I
out
mean,
the
I was
night
closest
before,
with,
get him drunk.
Yeah.
If you get a rooster drunk and make him do a bunch of cocaine on a Saturday night, I've got to say, pretty good chance
die.
The rooster dies. Yeah.
I'd like to see a scene, Adel. You are a farmer and you are about to kill your rooster, JPC, because you want to sleep in tomorrow. And JPC, you're sort of defending yourself and trying to talk him out of it.
Yeah.
Hey, Velvet, can you come here for a second? I just want to talk to you before I head in for the night.
Okay, yeah. And I will see you bright and early tomorrow morning, Sunday.
Yeah, absolutely. Hey, just sit right down here right next to me in this little pan.
I just checked my phone, and it looks like it's going to be a 5:45 a.m. sunrise tomorrow. So
oh, yeah,
be
Xbox,
expecting
that is...
me... right around 5:45 a.m.
And Velvet, can I just say your voice is, you've maintained your moniker. You have a voice as smooth as Velvet. And I promise you one day
flattery
still.
We'll get you everywhere.
I will get you a record deal. I promise you.
I'm holding
Sun,
you to it.
Sun Records in Memphis.
Might be tomorrow, 5:45 a.m., huh?
Yeah,
get an early start on that day and get working on my deal.
Absolutely. Hey, you ever, come right down here. You ever had a marshmallow before? Eat one of these.
Oh, a marshmallow.
Yum, yum, yum.
Now, let me consult my little book. Okay, yeah, so this would kill me. This is going to expand in my stomach. And
can
it's,
I see
yeah,
that
it would,
book?
It, what's that? Yeah,
can
here
I
you go.
Can I see that? Okay. The Rooster's Guide to Staying Alive.
Nationwide is on your side. Or something like that.
We got to get
new
you
take,
singing jingles.
A new take on an old classic.
Yeah, got to get you singing jingle. Hey, Velvet. Let's see what this book says here. Have you ever flown into the sun?
Have I ever flown into the sun?
Yeah, you have such a connection to the sun. Anytime the sun comes up, you can't help but sing. You ever thought about flying into the sun?
If I'm being 100% honest with you, I am not a strong flyer. I think it's because I have such a big, booming chest, which really helps me sing.
Okay,
but it really hurts me in the flying department because I can't.
Honey,
I can't
have you
quite...
killed the rooster? Oh, I mean, wants some tea?
Come to snuff the rooster. We're just singing Deborah's favorite song.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
I don't know why I would have anything to worry about.
He said you're going to kill him quick so he can sleep in.
He's got this little book, and this book tells him everything. It just tells him everything. I think we got to switch tactics. We got to switch tactics. Hey,
walk
Velvet.
Up to him, snap his neck. Go ahead.
Velvet, did you know nobody likes you? Everyone out here at the farm hates you.
Well, jealousy is a pill that is often hard to swallow, so I do not doubt that I have made more enemies than friends.
Deborah,
plus, I wake everybody up super fucking early.
I'm going to hit him with my car.
Okay.
Here it come.
Okay. Hey, Velvet, look over here. Look. Hey.
I'm okay, what's this? What do you got in your hand here? What do you got in your hand?
Oh, sorry, honey.
I'm under the car.
Oh, boy. Yeah, you got hit by a car. Oh, I think he's dying. Wait. Farmer Fred, I will carry on in your stead. I will marry your wife. I will raise your children. I will get that record contract.
This was our plan all along.
That's right, Fred. I see you're dead, and now I'm in your stead. And take your wife to bed, and then you'll finally see what my cock-a-doodle-doo can be.
Did anyone else imagine that rooster wearing a sparkly vest? Oh, and scene. Sorry.
Absolutely.
That's a sparkly vest, rooster.
Absolutely.
I think we need to go on a little bit of a break, and then we're going to come back for more of these riddles, if that's
mm-hmm.
Birds and the Beasts.
Hello, and welcome back to Hey Riddle Riddle. We are an improv comedy riddle podcast, and we also love to, what do we all like?
Aaron, sex? What is going on with you?
I forgot where we were and who we were. But mostly we like riddles. That's what okay. We do riddles.
We love riddles, I think. Is this the year we still love riddles or no?
It's definitely one of the years. Okay. We're definitely still in one of the years. I mean, because it's fucking like, what is it, May? This should still be part of the year, right?
I think so.
Yeah. We're not in a different year. Years don't change that quickly, right?
No, I don't know, man.
I don't know, man.
So we'll get back into Riddle DD, Molly's riddle book that she gave me at a live show.
Aaron, you held up that riddle book, and the color of the pages is like a disgusting yellow. Is that a
custard?
Yeah,
I'm telling you. It smells like the past.
Deep, deep custard.
You found these at a thrift store.
I bet.
Don't.
Oh, can I tell you something very quickly?
Yeah.
I never in my life, in all my 40 years on this planet, have I ever been to an estate sale. We were driving around Dork County, I guess, and we saw a sign for an estate sale, and my mom was with me and my sister was with me, and we're all like, oh, never been to my sister and I had never been to an estate sale. My mom's like, I've been to them. There's a lot of stuff. Do you guys want to go? We said yes. We go there. You go inside someone's house and you're looking around, and basically everything in the house is for sale. Everything. So you're walking around room to room. There's so much stuff. There's so many people. And at some point, my mom goes, it always makes me sad to go to an estate sale because, you know, you just look at what someone left behind. It's just sad. Like, it makes me sad. She grabs a couple of things. We're all, we go through the garage, and on the way out through the garage is where you pay for everything. We pay for everything, and my mom, for whatever reason, has to voice again this sadness, and she says to the person taking the money, she goes, you know, I always get, she goes, a lot of great stuff here. You put on a beautiful estate sale. I just have to say, it's always so sad to go to an estate sale just to see everything that someone's left behind. And the woman taking the money and running it goes, oh, yeah, absolutely, absolutely. You know, Elizabeth actually just moved across the street there.
Oh, my God. That's so funny.
It was a woman who had a house, is selling most of her stuff and downsizing to, like, a condo across the street. So I thought that was so funny.
That's a perfect human moment.
Yes, that my mom's like,
oh,
like,
never mind.
This is so sad that this woman is dead.
In your mom's defense, though, that's got to be pretty atypical for an estate sale, right? Because most people, when they move, don't sell everything in their house, right?
I couldn't tell you. Never been to an
estate
sale.
If I was downsizing,
before.
I would do that.
I mean,
like, if I were moving to a way smaller.
place.
I guess I tend to like donate some stuff and downsize a little bit when I move, but I've never once thought like I'll just open my doors, the big sign on it, this is a estate sale, and have people come in and buy like one plate. Like it just
gets more people, gets more eyeballs than a yard sale.
More power to you, Elizabeth. And it gets more people who are also like ready to be sad. Like
she's in a better place. The condo
right up there, it's a better view, sort of better parking situation. Okay, I want to get back into these. I actually like this riddle, and I think you might too. What should a man know before trying to teach a dog?
What should a man know before? Sit, speak.
These are like puns, right? So we can expect. Yeah, there's some wordplay maybe.
What should a man know before he tries to teach a dog? The dog's name?
That's a really good one.
The dog's boundaries?
No, this is like, what you're saying actually makes sense.
Okay.
I guess this makes sense too, but it's more of a joke.
Should a man have a personal relationship with Jesus Christ before they attempt to train a dog?
No, it doesn't say that.
Okay.
What should a man know before trying to teach a dog? More than the dog. He should know more than the dog.
More than the dog.
And I'd like to see a scene.
Oh.
Adel, you are... I thought you guys would like it. Moving on quickly. Adel, you are a dog. And JPC, Adel is your dog. And you're trying to train him. But Adel, you're way smarter than him. And this is sort of insulting to you.
Okay. Do it. When I... For treat. You know, treat.
For a treat.
Huh?
You said do it for a treat. It's for a treat.
For a treat?
Yeah.
I don't think so. It's just a regular treat.
Okay.
Treat?
Okay.
You know treat?
I know Treat Williams. You ever seen The Substitute, Treat Williams?
Huh?
Fantastic series.
I'll give you the treat when you do it.
Okay. Do what?
Huh?
You said, do it, do what?
Yeah, like for as an example to...
Oh, this is turning into the Miss America speech.
Be as for one to which it were to pertain to having to sit.
To be or not to be, that is the question. Whether 'tis nobler... It doesn't suffer the slings and arrows of outrageous fortune or by... It doesn't matter. It doesn't. I did summer stock.
Stock? I think we have one bag of treat.
Oh,
Do you want the treat?
I prefer not, no. I have some cavatappi in the freezer.
Good, because I'm hungry. I might have a bite.
Do you want some cavatappi? Hey, you want some cavatappi? Beg for cavatappi. You want some cacio pepe?
Can I have some paschetti?
Does Hems want cacio pepe?
I don't think so. I want paschetti. Okay. O's.
Paschetti. Good boy.
Paschettios.
Sit.
Can I dunk the treat?
Sit.
Where?
Speak.
Huh?
Roll it over.
You're right.
Roll over Beethoven. Put on some Chuck Berry. Do we have Chuck Berry? Let me flavor the albums here.
These treats have riboflavin.
Peter and the Five. What? Oh, riboflavins.
I don't think they have Chuck or Barry.
Oh, that's... Riboflavins is a great word. I'm very proud of you. Good boy. Here's a treat.
It's the only word I know. It's my name.
See?
Yes, that's right. I'm a person named Riboflavin.
It's a family name.
How can you know when it's raining cats and dogs?
From the poodles, from stepping in the poodles?
Yeah.
Okay. Adel,
feel something. You got one right.
Adel, from stepping in the poodles.
Here's your chance. You can feel something. You did. You got something right.
But there's no cat part of that, right?
Huh?
It's just cats and dogs.
You and my therapist both saying, Adel, feel something.
I guess you could come up with one because of the poodles and the...
Calico. What's another cat? Tabby. Raining cats and dogs. When you're stepping in the poodles, and the tabby says, "I won't pick you up. You're soaking wet." It's like a cabby, but that's nothing.
Yes, hail a cabby.
Well, now that your brain's on the right track here, I think we're going to do another riddle. I don't get why this one exists, and it's stupid, but I think it could lead to a fun
game, maybe. Okay. So
that's what the doctor said when I was born.
What are two good names for a dog kennel? And they really just picked two random pun names for a dog kennel, and I think that you could do better. So can I tell them to you, and then you guys can think of better names?
Well, I mean, I would love to try to guess it, because
yeah,
these
sure
are just pun names for a dog kennel.
Mm-hmm.
Is Bark one of them, or Woof?
Yeah, Ruff? Bark's in one.
Bark's in one. Okay.
Okay.
These are not even good pun. Like, I don't know. You guys could do way better.
Is one Bark and Stormy? Bark and Stormy Night?
Oh my God, I'd love that. It's a dog shelter where you can adopt dogs, but it's also a bar. So you get a little drunk and then you bring a puppy home.
I like that.
Get a little drunk and bring a puppy home.
And they also probably have on the menu a Moss Chow Mule.
Mm-hmm. This is a dog shelter that's going to lead to a lot of neglected animals.
No, you have to get pre-approved before you even go to the bar. You have to be approved to be.
My dog's liver seems to be fucked.
It's like one of those like fancy haircut places where you walk in and they're like, "Hey, can we get you a drink or like a cocktail?" And you're like, "I think I'm actually just here for a haircut, and I drove." So
not dying to have a mimosa at 10 a.m. on a Tuesday. I just need to get a quick haircut.
Just a haircut for me. I actually don't have that much of a problem. It's a little bit of a problem, but I'm not quite there yet.
Is one like X
when I get a haircut in 2 years, I'll be there, but not yet.
Is X Barks the Spot one? Because Spot is a typical dog name.
You're way smarter than this
X
name.
Barks
yes, that's
the
better
spot
than what it is.
Okay.
But should they also have like a kennel name to it?
Barkalepsy?
It's like.
Is it Barkalepsy? Yep. Is Barkalepsy?
I wish. I'm just going to tell you, because these are impossible to get because they're so boring and bad and weird. A Barkalepsy?
I want to say, Aaron, mine is the Doghouse.
Ooh.
That's great.
Okay.
Yeah.
A barking lot and chock full of mutts is their answer. Why?
Chock full of nuts. I get it.
Yeah.
I get it.
Chock full of nuts is not something that people still say, though, right?
The fennel kennel.
Fennel kennel. Interesting.
Kennel gill. Kennel Jenner.
We can do this. So there's got to be some dog breeds that we could do as well. Oh, yeah, when I was a kid, we had a yellow lab, and when we bought the lab, we bought it from like a breeder, and the place where the labs were bred was called the laboratory.
Ooh,
it was like,
I like
on
that
a farm. Yeah,
I like that a lot. What else? A Shiba Inu. Is it?
Do
Shiba
some nectar
Inu
and see if you can think of some.
Good call.
Is it Shiba Inu?
Bernese Mountain Dog. Bernese.
We can move on.
Bernese. Weekend at Bernese Mountain Dog.
Weekend at Bernese Mountain Dog
pretty
shelter.
Good, pretty good. Okay. Giggles and Bits.
I just want to
that
say
would be
Kibbles
the name
and
of
bits.
Our dog improv club would be Giggles and Bits. Purina. I just met a girl named Purina.
Jack Russell Carrier.
Tale of Two Kitties.
Yes.
Tale of Two Kitties.
We're moving to cats now. Okay.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Puppy.
Slow fade out on this and just have this be the end of the episode,
no,
I think.
No.
Let's do another riddle.
Dalmatian Nation.
And if you think of one, the floor is open.
Okay.
Just,
how
you
do you make
shout it out
a
at any
slow
time
horse fast?
Whip it.
How do you make a slow horse fast?
Cast Gary Oldman?
Now
I'm just thinking of dog puns. I'm going to be honest.
Yeah. We know you got left behind there. We're so sorry. We couldn't get you out of there at all.
I think, can't you use like the stirrups? I think, like, if you squeeze the stirrups, it might, like, make it spur the horse into movement.
DPC, did you want to learn today? Did you want to talk about real facts about things and learn? Because you're being very literal.
Eric, could you say, hi-ya? Would that help the horse?
So what if it's definitely a place for dogs. Definitely. We know that for a fact. But it also has really good sandwiches, usually in, like, Florida, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, and it's called Chihuahua.
Chihuahua. Yeah, Chihuahua works.
Great.
Yeah, great. That works.
Aaron, what was the riddle?
I don't know. How do you make a slow horse fast?
How do you make a slow horse fast? You kick up its horsepower. You add horsepower. You
see, that's
make
way
it horsepower.
Better than this.
Do you make the horse do nectar?
Cocaine? Yeah. Yeah, is it cocaine?
How do you make a slow horse fast? Stop feeding him. Make him fast.
It's the other type of fast.
Oh, like
I do
Ramadan.
Want to see a scene.
Mm-hmm.
I want to see a scene. Aaron, Adel, you are two horses that are going on a hunger strike until you get better conditions at the farm.
Heck no, we won't run. Heck no, we won't run.
Heck no. What we're doing is really important. I feel really proud that we are finally sticking up for ourselves.
This
I just want to be treated the same as like a pig or like a cow, you know?
Yes, exactly. I feel like we, I don't know if they put horse blinders on you. Well, we just call them blinders. I don't know if they put blinders on you, but mm-hmm. I feel like I get blinders. I feel like my saddle is like very itchy.
Yeah. You know what I could go for?
What's that?
Don't.
Oh.
No. Okay. Like a burger.
Copernicus, don't. Oh.
But
now I want a burger. Copernicus, now I want a burger.
Well, dang. Looks like I made too much hay and apples for dinner. Might as well just throw out some of this extra hay and apples that I'm not going to eat.
It's bait. Nobody makes apples. What do you mean you made too many apples? What is he talking about? This is bait.
But what if
I just... Copernicus, no. Don't kiss me. Copernicus, stop. You're going crazy.
Okay, but what if I just had a little bite?
Copernicus, no.
I lied. Said I didn't.
No, Copernicus. Hey.
What?
Hey, we have to stay strong, okay?
No, we look too strong. We have too many muscles. We're scary. We're imposing. I'm scared of myself. Well,
I don't want to atrophy. Copernicus, hey, come on. If we give in now, checks my watch. It's been a minute and a half since we went on strike, okay?
I want Shake Shack, and then I want
Domino's. Oh, that sounds so good.
And then I want Buffalo Wild Wings.
I want sugar. I want sugar
dang,
and salt.
Dang, dang, yes. Wife made too much peanut butter pie again. I guess I got to throw all these peanut butter pies out here into the horse field. Well, no one's going to eat these peanut butter pies that the wife made. Oh. And I did check with her. This is something that people do make. So if any horses have any bright ideas about accusing me of making a food that nobody makes.
He's eating them off the ground with a fork while he's...
They're good. They're still good. Wife just made too many. I wanted one. Wife made 10. This is 9 peanut butter pies.
I'm gonna eat one.
Don't. The only reason a horse eats peanut butter is to talk. He just wants you to talk.
Can we?
And we said negotiations.
Sushi?
What? Huh?
Sushi? Some sushi, please?
Did you? What? No.
Sushi.
No, Copernicus, hey.
Oh,
no sushi.
Oh, dang, dang, dang. My teenage son ordered too many iPhone 14s. Well, get all these iPhone 14s out here with the DoorDash app open and my address and credit card already put in. Don't need any of these dang DoorDash phones because my teenage son ordered too many iPhone 14s. God. Yeah, it was a deal with Sprint. It was like a family plan, buy one, get four. So this is four fully paid for, functional, battery charged iPhone 14s with screen protectors and cases. DoorDash loaded up, no password.
Copernicus.
Okay, here you go.
Copernicus, in the last 2 minutes, Farmer John must have spent $6,500 on food and phones.
I know.
Keep
it's expensive.
Like, hang tight and he'll go broke.
Making
he'll
his wife
us.
Cook up a storm.
He'll cave.
No, I want
he'll
DoorDash.
Cave.
We could get donuts and then we could get ice cream.
Oh, that sounds so good. I mean, I mostly want sugar and salt. Huh?
Oh my God.
All right, you goddamn horses. You goddamn horses. This hunger strike has gone on long enough. What's it going to take to break the two of you? I need you to get back to the farm and do what you do best. Wait, what now? What do you do on a farm for me?
Uh-oh.
You just got to stand around, eat my hay, eat my peanut
farmer
butter pies.
Slowly.
Oh! Who's going to pay for
these iPhones? Farmer's wife marries rooster.
See?
A lot of farm scenes today.
A lot of animal riddles and a lot of farm scenes.
Birds and the beasts.
Why did the fly fly?
I don't know
Man.
Why the fly fly. Why did the fly fly? Because it has wings. Why did the fly fly? Because it smelled shit.
Because walking would take too long, and this is just a circle back on the original riddle that we read.
Oh, he's jaded. I pushed him too far. He's broken.
Oh, don't fix what's broken. That could also be a dog, you know, vet slash potty training place.
You're being underutilized. So this is the vet. Of course, your dog gets small fixed businesses and it also gets should broke. Be calling you.
But it's don't fix what's broken. So it's a vet who doesn't want to fix dogs? Is that
right? I don't
know,
man.
Adel, stop backing out of the room. We're still recording. Adel, come back.
On the collie?
What a weird vet.
Why did the fly fly?
Why did the fly fly? Okay. This is interesting.
Collie hunter? And it's not a dog shelter. It's like hunting... a dog catcher.
Okay, perfect, yes.
This is the end of Lord of Beeps all over again. Once something like this happens, we're stuck. We're just stuck. The fly flied because the spider spied her. The spider saw her. I'd like to see a scene. JPC, you're a spider, and you have noticed Adel, who's a fly, who was trying to get away before you noticed him.
Hey, don't worry about it. Don't worry about me. I know it's surprising, and I know my demeanor, kind of my whole body, eight legs. It could be pretty overwhelming. You're caught in my web, by the way.
Yeah, I can't move.
Yeah, flew right into it.
Yeah.
Yikes. So
don't do that. That's shitty.
Well, now I.
What is that, Beastie Boys?
I bet you've heard.
Now don't.
Oh, you're a fan. I bet you've heard through the grapevine. What happens when a fly gets stuck in a spider's web? You know, a lot of them end up being killed and eaten or whatever, you know?
Yeah.
That's not necessarily the case with me.
Okay.
I'm just looking to learn a little about you guys. I think you're super interesting. I think you're fascinating. I love your disgusting little mandibles. I love your tons of little eyes.
Okay. Yeah, well,
I've seen you land on poop and eat it.
Mm-hmm.
And then I walked over, tried some poop, hated it. So I'm kind of wondering what's going on there.
Well, that speaks to what our potential partnership could look like. I eat poop, mm-hmm. you don't have to, kind of thing. You know, I leave the good stuff for you. Also, just a fun little tidbit, if you are genuinely curious about my kind, when we eat something, we barf on it. And that's how we do it.
Yeah, I have seen you barfing on it. And, you know... Look, fair is fair. You live a disgusting little life. The webs that you're on right now have come out of my butt. So that is essentially, I mean, we all know where I'm making that stuff, okay?
It's in your butt.
It's not poop. What you're on right now is not poop, just because that's the first question a lot of flies ask, because then they try to eat it.
Yeah.
I promise you, if you try to eat my web, you will just get stuck even more.
Huh. Hmm. Yeah, it feels...
What's your society like? Who's in charge of flies? That's what I want to know. Because, can I be honest with you?
Yeah.
As a spider, we're kind of like, are you familiar with sovereign citizen law?
No, I can't.
We're not associated or affiliated with any nation.
Okay.
You see, the United States, this must have been 150 years ago, actually set up an admiralty court. And so you don't have to pay taxes at all because the United States is a corporation and you are an LLC. Where are you going? Stop struggling. I'm going to tell you about this. This is important stuff.
Hey, if you want to kill me, just kill me. I'd rather just be killed than learn.
Brother, I don't want to kill you. That's what I've been saying. I'm putting together like a, I don't want to call it a militia, but I'm putting together a grouping of like-minded bugs and insects and arachnids and just people trying our best, man, to live against this fascist propagandist, like bullshit, take 10, you know, percent of everything.
Lays
that you
on
make.
Back, pukes into the air, acid goes on my head, dissolve.
another one.
Scene.
DJ Khaled?
Another one.
One more or voicemails?
Voicemails.
We can listen to
voicemail.
I will hear out a voicemail.
Great.
Husky Lodge. Did I get it in? Husky Lodge?
Yeah.
Husky
Lodge. Right at the last second.
Whew, phew.
Yeah, right at the last second, you got it.
Casey, play that theme.
You've got mail.
Mail.
You've got mail.
I thought it was supposed to be a voicemail. Oh, shit. Okay, yep. Yeah, start again.
A 1, 2, 3, 4.
You've got a voice.
Mail.
Mail.
You've got a voice.
Mail.
Yay!
Hey, thank you.
That is
thank you for that perfect theme. That theme comes from Jamie Page Kayer, or Kayer? C-A-Y-E-R. Also, a JPC. Another
oh
JPC out there in the universe.
Wow.
Huh? How about that?
Spooky, 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 spook.
Very fucking spooky. Thank you for that. And if you want to submit a voicemail theme, keep it to under 30 seconds and go ahead and send a WAV file or an MP3 to hrrpodcast@gmail.com.
Hi, Clue Crew. I'm Isaac. I'm a listener and patron. And I'm a self-employed music teacher. Teach private lessons and all that kind of stuff. And I was wondering if Reed had any advice for being self-employed in a creative field. I found it really fulfilling and really tricky to navigate all of the strange social and economic situations that come up. So I was wondering if you guys had any tips for me. Thanks so much. Great podcast.
Mm.
Wow. Thank
what a
you
sweet
so much.
Sweetie.
What a
what
sweet
a
little sweetie.
Person.
Hmm. What a sweet, sweet, sweetie. Some tips for being self-employed in the creative world. I would say, number one, now that you have probably more free time than you've ever had, at least during certain hours, if there's anyone who is trying to be friends with you and you don't necessarily want to hang out with them, try and have them hang out at like 2 p.m. because you know they're probably working a sludging
Amen.
Through a 9-to-5.
Yeah.
And then it seems like you reached out and you tried. But of course, they can't do it because they're working a 9-to-5. So that's my little tip or trick.
I got a tip for you, and this is gonna save you time and well, not money, but this is going to save you time. And mm-hmm. when you're self-employed, time is money. I'm gonna introduce you to the concept of going to places during non-peak hours. You're gonna want to go to the grocery store Tuesdays at 10 a.m. It's gonna be you and a bunch of retirees. Now They are going to get those carts all over the aisles, and they really do not respect, proper cart placement. So it's going to be hard to get around them sometimes. But they're always down to talk, and they just want to have little conversations.
Mm-hmm.
And if you like having little conversations with a bunch of retirees, the grocery store, 10 a.m. on a Tuesday, that is going to be your best friend, Isaac.
That's good advice.
I have nipples.
Ahead.
Can you milk me, Cocker Spaniel? Aaron, did you have any advice?
Yes, I did. So two things that I wish I had done sooner as someone who's self-employed and also sort of always trying to find different little jobs. I wish that I had gotten super organized with my finances earlier and made it so, because I think the worst part of being self-employed is how complicated your taxes can be at the end of the year.
Mm-hmm.
So the most you set yourself up and you remember that future you and that person exists and they want you to be organized, try your best to do that. Also, the other biggest hardship with being self-employed is like boundaries between your life and your work. And I feel like setting a time, like a hard out at the end of the day and putting your phone on do not disturb is the only way you're ever going to be able to be good at your job, because no one is supposed to be constantly 24/7 feeling like they're on the clock or could or should be working. Like, make sure there's some hours every week that you are like, I cannot work then. I am off. And hold yourself accountable to that, because otherwise you're going to feel burnt out pretty much immediately.
And if you're, especially if you're self-employed at home, find whatever home space that you have for working and make sure that you're never masturbating or eating there, okay? Because you want to have those spaces
never.
Be sacrosanct.
Masturbating?
Unless you're going to do both at the same time, it's not worth it. You got to find different places in your house, new places even, you know? Climb up on a windowsill.
Dark places.
Yeah. Have a meal sitting on a windowsill, huh? You know? Maybe jerk off in the basement.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Pretend to be a little creep. These are all excellent pieces of advice.
Yeah.
Hey, Aaron, I have a question for you.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have some advice in the form of something that you would like for people to check out that you would like to promote?
Oh, God. Yeah. Well, I was recently on Your Neighbors Are Dead. It's a great podcast. And if you don't already listen to that, I'd say check it out. Also, check out
Too Scary Didn't Watch. Check out Man Dog Pod, Improv is Dead. These are all podcasts that I listen to and love. True Crime Obsessed, I feel like, does a really good job being as ethical as they can be in the true crime space. I'd say check those out. I'm really enjoying all of those things, and I think that they are worth getting into if you haven't already. Adel, anything to plug?
Yes. Coming up this June, I believe this is going to be June 17th, we have a very special event at the Dog Pound that I run. We are having our first ever Pomeranian. Now, what is a Pomeranian? It's a chance for all your
little dogs decided yet.
To get dressed up, to have a little dance. You've never lived and seen until you've seen little dogs in tuxes and dresses wiggle their little butts. So come check out the Pomeranian. I think I said that was August 12th or something. So check that out.
I have somebody that might want to check out that Pomeranian, because we have a 5-star review to read, and this 5-star review comes from spaghetti_the_dog. It is as follows. Bark, 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 woof, 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 bark, bark, woof, Adel, Aaron, and PC, bark, bark, woof. Huh, so in this one, Spaghetti doesn't know my name, or she just calls me PC for short? I don't know, man. She's a confusing dog, and she barks very loud.
That's not good.
That sucks to hear. Hey, he's just a guy who works here. Fills my fucking treat toy every once in a while.
Aaron, as we all know, speaking of the birds and the beasts, if birds and bees have sex, then they create whatever animal. But if two birds or two bees have sex, they actually create a very weird foreign alien species that immediately have to go to a certain planet. Aaron, do you know what planet that is?
I haven't looked it up, but I think it might be Jupiter.
The birds and the bees forever.
Created by Adel Refai. Starring Aaron Keith and John Patrick Cohen. Casey Tony did the editing. And Marty Parrish did the music. Logo created by Emily Cardamus and Emelina Morris.
Hey there, Adels and Dazeems. If you like that, you are going to love this week's Patreon. We do a bracket for Aaron's favorite things. You can listen to that plus our entire back catalog at patreon.com/heyriddleriddle by joining the Clue Crew for $5 a month or the Review Crew, and you get those ad-free episodes for $8 a month. See you there.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.